the high schools, we started going in and talking to some of them, because they don't teach, you know, anything about the real World War II. There was two schools in there for about 4 years. I'd go in and speak to them. One school had they had three classes, and they busted into two, so you'd speak to six different groups. And it was amazing the questions that they would ask and how interested they really were in some of this. And I just, you know, I came right out and told them right off the bat, says that from the day you went in until the day you got home, you lived with fear. You could smell it, you could taste it, you could see it, but you learned to control it. But I said, if you see anybody that says he wasn't afraid, he's either a liar, a damn fool, or he wasn't there. And, you know, they'd kind of, well, wait a minute. And then you really, you know, you could really talk to them. I had to laugh this one time. I was talking, this one kid, he just, you know, he kept looking at me. And so I went out and he was talking. And I got up into the bulge, you know, I was talking about that. All of a sudden, his hand went up. I said, yes. He said, did you have to change your shorts very often? And I didn't even think. I just said, no. I said, you know, I was so tight that I could just barely pass wind. Where it came from, I'll never know. But I tell you, I had that whole darn room, girls and all, just, you know, just busting their gut laughing.